This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Is a drone strike in Jordan has killed at least three U.S. service members, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House says the three American service members were killed in the drone strike, which took place in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. More than two dozen military personnel were also injured. President Biden called it a despicable and wholly unjust attack, and says the U.S. will hold those responsible to account. These are the first U.S. fatalities in months of strikes against Iranian-backed militias, which have been attacking U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. There are some 3,000 U.S. forces stationed in Jordan, which is used as a staging base. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli forces were engaged Sunday in quote-unquote intensive battles in southern Gaza, the army said, as U.S. Intelligence Chief William Burns met with Israeli, Egyptian, and Qatari officials for ceasefire talks. The Israeli army reported the intensive battles in Gaza's main southern city of Khan Yunis, where it said special forces eliminated what they called terrorists and seized weapons. Meanwhile, Burns was in Paris on Sunday for talks with top Egyptian, Israeli, and Qatari officials, sources close to the participants said. Families of hostages held in Gaza hoped for progress in a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 remaining hostages.
It does feel like all parties are leaning in right now, and we, as parents of a hostage, just say, keep going. Don't let this be another false start. Get this over the finish line. Get the deal.